Hare Krishna. I would like to introduce some of our very special guests. There is 3 pages of names. So please forgive me if I do not say your name. This year we have devotees from Iran, the United Kingdom, the USA, Spain, Ireland, New Zealand, Ukraine, Houston, Atlanta, Seattle, Singapore, Dubai, Portland, New Vrindavan, Iceland, South Africa, London, Russia, Chicago, Romania, Greece, Nepal, Bangalore, Aurangabad, Baramati, Belgium, Chennai, Bid, Udgir, Jamkei, Delhi, Hyderabad, Nigdi, Pune, Ujjain, Baroda, Pondicherry, Bhubaneswar, Goa, Secunderabad, Kolhapur, Mayapur, Calcutta, Latur, Meerut, Surat, Allahabad, Ahmedabad, Miraj, Indore, Nanded, Nasik, Vijayawada, Parabani, Palghar, Boisar, Wada, Salem, Satara, Solapur, and Bombay. Let us welcome all of these amazing devotees to our Puna Yatra. Much louder, please. A few devotees who will speak, special, my dear God brothers and God sisters. We have His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj, who has, I would like to speak a long time about everyone, but I want to give all of them a chance to speak. Chandramali Maharaj has been such a dear friend and well-wisher to all of our devotees here in India for many years. He came to Krishna consciousness in around 1972-73. New Vrindavan performed quite severe austerities in a spirit of total submission and dedication, and has been traveling all over the world, transforming people's hearts with his preaching, his kirtans, and his very extraordinary dancing. From the 34 years that I've known him, I can honestly say he's such a sincere devotee, free of envy, very humble, absolutely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. And we are so grateful you are here today, Maharaj. Let us very tumultuously welcome him. We have His Grace Soma Prabhu in about 1971. And he came to Krishna consciousness in Boston under the leadership then of His Holiness Satsarup Goswami Maharaj. And I remember the first time I saw him. He came to New Vrindavan, and one devotee from Boston ran up to me and said, "Do you know who that is?" said, "That is a very advanced devotee, very serious, an excellent mridanga player. His name is Soma Prabhu, Soma Das Prabhu." And we have known each other for about 34 years. Such a hard worker, such a serious devotee, absolutely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. In fact, how many of you have seen the deity of Lord Narasingha Dev at New Vrindavan? Please say Hari Bol if you have seen a photo or seen him in person. You probably have seen him because he's everywhere, but you just don't know where he is. But Soma Prabhu is the mother and father of Lord Narasingha Dev, because he personally carved him and was made into a deity. And also Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, and Jai and Vijay, and an elephant, and cow and calf, yes? And many other things. He was one of the founding builders of New Vrindavan. Prabhupada's palace, he and another devotee, Gosta Bihari, were the first people to actually lay the blocks of the foundation. He's a dear friend and a wonderful Vaishnav, very humble, and he's so blissful to be amongst all of you. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Soma Prabhu. And we have the 21st century incarnations of Gaur Nitai.
Your vision.
Aparari. We have, I'll introduce them both at once since it's hard to tell the difference between them. Pankajangari Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu, what can anyone say about these two brothers? In fact, the senior leaders of Mayapur promoted, they wrote to the GBC a few years ago, that after witnessing the qualities and the devotional love of Pankajangari and Janani Vas Prabhus, they wrote a proposal that they should be the spiritual leaders for the entirety of the worldwide ISKCON movement. This is the opinion of those who watch them every day, even sannyasis. It was actually proposed by a sannyasi. They came to Mayapur Dham, I believe in 1971.
72.
And accepted the deity service. And for the past 35 years, they have continued in the responsibilities of taking care of the deity worship in Srila Prabhupada's international headquarters and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, the place from which he established the Sankirtan movement for the whole world. Their simplicity, humility, compassion has won the hearts of devotees all over the world. They may not travel widely and give lectures or manage big projects, but just by their qualities, by their love for God, and from their dedication, they have attracted perhaps more faith from the hearts of any devotees in the entire world. That is spiritual potency. And they're always very, very kind. In fact, Janani Vas Prabhu agreed to be the head pujari for Radha Gopinath Temple, and not a blade of grass moves without his sanction in our temple. And even though he's more humble than a blade of grass, still not a blade of grass will move without his sanction. That is called divine potency. And we are so grateful they have come for our Punyatra, to hear them speak and to see them dance together will mystify our hearts, and we hope we will never forget this experience with them. Let us very enthusiastically and gratefully welcome their graces Pankajangari Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu. Three of my very worshipable God sisters are sitting to our left. First, we have Her Grace Rasalila Devi Prabhu. She's like a mother to me, always kind, always generous. It is said by Prabhupada, better one moon than millions of stars. Now, I could speak for many hours about Rasalila's wonderful qualities, but I will encapsulate it in one particular special feature of her life. Better one moon than millions of stars. She has one son. And that son is His Grace Gauranga Kishore Prabhu. So we can understand what kind of an extraordinary mother she is. In fact, sometimes I introduce Gauranga Kishore Prabhu that he's naturally so advanced in his Krishna consciousness because he spent 9 months in Ras Lila. Very dear devotee of Srila Prabhupada, let us enthusiastically welcome her to our Punyatra. And we have Her Grace Sukavaha Devi Prabhu, who is an extraordinary personality. Her dedication, her sacrifice, her hard work over the years has just polished her into a shining diamond of a devotee. In fact, in the 1970s, she was in charge of the purchasing and requisitions at New Vrindavan. And anything any devotee wanted, they had to go through her to get it. And she was instructed by her authority to say no to everybody for everything they asked. It was almost like that. So one of the most selfless tasks that anyone could imagine. But yet, everyone had such love and respect for her because she could do it with so much respect and feeling. It was amazing. But sometimes she would secretly give me things. And in New York City, by her unbelievable perseverance and sacrifice, a wonderful project is coming up for Srila Prabhupada. I'm very grateful that you are here. She's like a very dearmost spiritual sister to me. Let us enthusiastically welcome her to our Pune Yatra. And we have Her Grace Narataki Devi Prabhu, who we all know. She is one of the residents of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Radha Gopinath Temple, Radha Giridhari Temple, Radharas Bihari Temple, and everywhere else. Such a motherly soul. In her enthusiasm to show Prabhupada's compassion to the people of India, she's learned the Hindi language very nicely. That's what I'm told. I don't understand anything she says. But she is really like a goddess of devotion and so dear to all of us. Let us welcome her. And we have one of the dearmost disciples of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj. Where is Maharaj? He's cutting vegetables in the kitchen. Sadhu means to cut. Prabhupada said like that. He comes from Nigeria, Africa. Very, very, very difficult place to preach. But Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj saw in this particular disciple such complete dedication, wonderful understanding of the philosophy, that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj very strongly recommended that he be given sannyas to be one of the very leading preachers for the entire area of West Africa. Actions speak louder than words. Although he's a sannyasi, he's so humble and so simple that he's content just sitting on the floor cutting vegetables during our annual yatra. I'm so grateful that he has come. Hopefully he hears our words today, and so that he can hear you in the kitchen with specially loud volume, please welcome Maharaj to our yatra. From Iran. I'm sorry, but I can't say all these names. Aishan. Anyways, three devotees from Iran. Can you all stand up, please? Ah, they are there. This is not an easy place to practice Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we take the luxuries of living in places like America or Europe or India for granted. Because although there may be some ridicule, There may be some social pressures of people laughing at us or criticizing us. But can you imagine being a devotee underground in a fundamentalist government of Islam like Iran? The whole of America is fearful of Iran. The whole of Europe is fearful of Iran. And these devotees with shaved heads and shikas are not only chanting 16 rounds, following the four regular principles, worshiping the deities of Radha and Krishna, but they're preaching Krishna consciousness in Iran. And they're blissful. Just look at them. It's really Krishna's message to all of us to send these Iranian devotees. Let us welcome them very enthusiastically from our hearts to the Padre. And some of the special guests from the United States, Gauranga Kishore Prabhu. And we have also Gaurvani Prabhu. Can you please stand up? Gaurvani Prabhu is the son of two of my very, very, very dearmost God brothers and God sisters. His father is Bhardwaj Prabhu, who was one of the original most heart-melting kirtan leaders of our society, and his one of the greatest artists who painted for Prabhupada's books, who helped to establish the Fate Museum and the Dairams. Just such a humble, gentle soul who I just love so dearly. And his mother, Her Grace Rukmini Devi Prabhu. From the time she came to Krishna consciousness in San Francisco, I think in about 1968, she was just a very young girl of about 16. And when Prabhupada saw her, he practically cried. Just such a beautiful little girl, just who left her home and everything to surrender to Krishna. And she has been she has been a goddess of devotion. And all these years, despite many reversals, hardships, and difficulties in her life, she always remains humble, respectful to everyone, with such a loving heart, and steady in her Krishna consciousness. And very strict also, especially on her son. And Gaurvani Prabhu, born and raised in our society, is one of the brightest lights in the second generation of Krishna consciousness. He loves kirtan. He loves Krishna. And has such creative, amazing ideas of how to spread Krishna consciousness. And most of all, he's just a wonderful person. And his good wife, Vrindarani Devi, is also born to one of my god brothers, Anutama Prabhu, and a very exalted lady named Ram Tulsi Devi. Prabhu, and she's one of the super excellent dancers of ISKCON, a wonderful devotee, and an extraordinary mother of two children, Revati Prem Devi and Kairava Chandrika Devi. Let us welcome this amazing family to our Puṇyayatra. And we have from New York City, Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu, Brindalila Devi Prabhu. Brindalila is from Russia, and Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu, American, who is doing all kinds of business and work in Russia. And somehow or other they met in Krishna consciousness. And in the center in Manhattan and New York City, they are two of the most responsible, dedicated devotees. Wonderful, wonderful people. Extraordinary qualities. And their little son, Nitai Seva Prabhu. Can you all stand up, please? And also, Brindalila Devi has brought her mother. And Chaitanya Nitai Prabhu has brought his brother, Patrick. Can all of you stand up if you are somewhere here? We're so grateful you came. Really, people like this, in my heart, confirms that there is a strong and bright future for the Hare Krishna movement. Let us welcome them to our Puṇyayatra. And we have a disciple of His Holiness Indrajumna Swami Maharaj, one of his very dear daughters from Russia, who's living with Yashoda Dulal Prabhu in New York City. And if you meet her, you will know why we're so grateful that she is here. Shri Radhika, are you here somewhere? Can you stand up, please? Even if she's not here, for our purification, we will welcome her to Puṇyayatra. And I'm going to go through this a little faster. From Ukraine, we have His Grace Achyuta Priya Prabhu, who manages an entire country. And in my observation, it is without a doubt, if not the most, one of the most successful countries of preaching Krishna consciousness in the world. Very few people know about it because Ukraine is not a very prominent place on the political map these days. But they have about 50 centers in Ukraine, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees. There's practically no politics, so much love and trust. They built a magnificent temple in Kyiv, and practically the whole temple was built by just devotees collecting articles like cement and bricks and marble. Not that much donation of money, mostly donation of materials. Beautiful deities. One of my godbrothers spent some time in Ukraine, and he just couldn't believe it. Everything was working so efficiently, and the devotees were so well trained. And the Achyuta Priya Prabhu seems to be just so mild and peaceful that he's not doing anything, but yet he's doing everything. He's one of the most successful leaders of ISKCON. And he has brought with him 30 devotees from Ukraine. Can all of you please stand up? They're very humble. Please stand up. You can see over there. Let us ferry. You're translating, but even you're not standing up. Let us very enthusiastically welcome all of these wonderful devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And we have my very, very dear friend, Navina Nirada Prabhu, who was historically, he's one of the greatest, most successful book distributors in ISKCON's history. In fact, he was the international minister of book distribution for many years. He's just a really, really great soul. And he's so very dear to my heart. Now he's living with his family in Sri Mayapur Dham. Thank you for being here, Prabhu. Let us offer him a very grateful welcome to the Pune Yatra. And from Ireland, Brajendra Prabhu, Maharani Devi, and their two children. There, when Amrita Nam Mataji and Krishna Nam Prabhu were stationed in Germany for some time, they preached to this family, and they became very, very dedicated devotees. And they plan to live perhaps 6 months a year with us in Bombay now. Can you stand up, please? Let us welcome them to the Pune Yatra. And we have Ezekiel and Sol from Spain. Nagin Rupa Prabhu from New Zealand. Nayana and Priyanka Patel from Houston. Ramchandra and Sita Priya Mataji from Atlanta. Mrigesh and Sundar and Subramaniam from Seattle. And so many others. Let us welcome everyone to the Pune Yatra. Much louder, please. It is really like seeing an ocean of Vaishnavas. This is the largest Pune Yatra in history. There is approximately 3,000 people assembled. And while we're on the subject, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Mataji, Mukunda Prabhu and Radha Devi, Krishna Kanaya and Anjali, Priyavrat Prabhu, the amazing efforts that they have invested every year, and especially this year, is unbelievable. Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Devi, they are so busy with their families, with their occupations, international corporations managing. And then they have their counselors and Gopal's Garden and Bhaktivedan Hospital. What to speak of the marriage board. They're performing all these activities and so many others that nobody even knows about. And yet staying up for weeks till late at night to individually and personally arrange all the accommodations for every single devotee, the prasadam, and everything that goes into this punyatra. We have no idea of all that goes into this, setting up the pandal and everything else, all the rides and the arrangements and the transportation. They do it themselves. It takes weeks and weeks, late nights, and yet they very humbly and silently just remain in the background while we all enjoy like anything. And their enjoyment is simply to sacrifice everything to see our enjoyment. We owe this wonderful experience very much to them. Let us welcome them. Not welcome them, because we're in their house. They're welcoming all of us. Let us thank them by loudly chanting. And I'm seeing Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu from Iceland, Keshava Madhava Prabhu, yes, from Finland. Can you both stand up? Does anyone know where Iceland is? It's a land of ice. And Finland is a land of Finns. That's so wonderful to have you in our family. Let us welcome them. We request, my God brothers and God sisters, these dear disciples of Srila Prabhupada, to speak some words with a message to enlighten all of our hearts. We'll begin with Chandramali Swami Maharaj. Maharaj looks so enthusiastic to speak.
Looks so deceptive. Huh? Om Agyan Timirandasya Gena Gena Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasari Gaudiya Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As always, but even more this year, I'm grateful for the opportunity to come and to be amongst all of you. It's a great privilege, not only a privilege, but it's an experience that I always have, that it really enlivens me in Krishna consciousness when I see and experience the dedication of all of you. Such deep dedication and commitment to practicing Krishna consciousness is really quite astounding, and it also is very rare. And of course, we cannot go without noticing or acknowledging where that all comes from. It's from this deep purity, dedication, compassion, devotion, and you see, complete self-sacrifice of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. I was just thinking yesterday, and Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he left the land of India and he went to America to spread Krishna consciousness on the order of his spiritual master to areas of the world where it had never been brought before. And Prabhupada was, with great difficulty and great personal sacrifice, was successful in awakening within the hearts and minds of people who are, what we say, very much unqualified to practice this process. And that was Prabhupada's dedication, his purity, and his self-sacrifice, amongst many other qualities. And Prabhupada brought that compassion and that success practically throughout the whole world. And I noticed, in one sense, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has done the opposite, in a sense of the reverse way. He's left the land of America and come to India, where he's made hundreds, not hundreds, but thousands of devotees from India. So let's see, we can see that there's a parallel between that type of Prabhupada coming to America and Radhanath Maharaj leaving America and coming to India, which really was a fulfillment of one part of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Because Prabhupada not only wanted to make Westerners, but he also wanted to bring it back to India, where he could show his countrymen that here are people who have everything material and have given it up in order to become devotees of Lord Chaitanya, to chant, to dance, to take prasadam, and to dedicate their lives in service of the Lord. And this is a fulfillment of Srila Prabhupada's dream in this aspect, that Radhanath Maharaj is making so many people who are coming up, growing up in modern India, and very much, what we say, likely to be diverted away from their culture, to their religion, from their tradition, towards Western and ideas and materialism. And with great success, by not only by his great intelligence, but also by his great compassion and dedication and self-sacrifice, he's making so many people from India Krishna conscious. Of course, he's doing that everywhere else too, but especially here. And this is a great tribute to spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. We can't assume that this is a small thing. It is actually a great, great tribute to Srila Prabhupada's mission. And so, personally, I'd like to thank Maharaj, not from a position of, but from a person who is actually appreciated to see what he has done in spreading Srila Prabhupada's mission around the world. So thank you very much, Maharaj. So let's also appreciate His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj by chanting very loudly, Hari Bol. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj ki jai.
With words like that, no matter, no wonder you were not enthusiastic. Thank you for your kindness and encouragement, Maharaj.
It's telling the truth.
I want to introduce another person. Is Bhardraj Prabhu here from Ukraine? Is he anywhere? Does anyone know where he is? When he's within our vision, I would like to introduce him. He's a very special soul. And Mukunda Sharan Prabhu from South Africa. I'm just seeing people who are not on the list. He's one of the leading preachers, brahmacharis, from Johannesburg. Cape Town. Let us welcome him to Radha. Soma Prabhu, please.
Neither do I.
I feel like a duck among swans. But I'm very grateful that everyone's been so kind to me, given their association to me. And I want to hear so that I can become purified. I don't know what else to say. I'm just kind of overwhelmed by this opportunity to associate with everyone here. Like I said, I don't deserve it. You're all more advanced than I am. And I'm just grateful to be in your association. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for inviting me to the Punyatra. This is my first visit here. And I'm also a little overwhelmed by so many shining faces and exuberant devotees. It is very encouraging and enlivening to see how the progress that ISKCON is making in spreading this Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement throughout the world. We appreciate Srila Radhanath Maharaj's great endeavor in this behalf, by his potency, has attracted so many competent people. This reminds me of the big panels that Srila Prabhupada used to have. Hundreds of faces have we seen on the videos, or maybe some of us were here in Bombay or Kolkata. But at that time, although thousands of people attended those panel programs, they're not like you people. Maybe a few of them were, but they were curious to see how the Swami Prabhupada had brought some the foreigners and taken up our culture and practicing our culture. And they wanted to see them, as Srila Prabhupada called the dancing white elephants. And that was actually his mission. He said that because there was mentioned just now that the India was mad about following the West, imitating the West. And Srila Prabhupada tried hard to spread Krishna consciousness in India. But somehow it just couldn't take off by Krishna's arrangement and his Guru Maharaj's arrangement. So he said, let me go to the West and import some foreigners, import some dancing white elephants. Then the Indians will see that the whiteies are going Hari Bol, Hari Bol, then they will also say Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And now we see hundreds of people saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So that is the prediction of Srila Prabhupada, and by his great genius, he's utilized a few of the dull-headed maleshas and shaken them up and painted tilak on their noses and put them in, take their pants off and given them diapers to wear and parade us around India. And as a result, we see so many sincere, serious people of taking up, you've heard Maharaj's glorification of his god brothers and sisters. But we were only actually a few. So I know that in the future, when we're all gone, because we won't be around very long, that so many devotees here are worthy of equal glorification already, although Maharaj hasn't mentioned you all, because we're guests, he's mentioning to us. But because there's I'm sure there's thousands, hundreds more qualified people amongst you. And this is my only regret to being old, that I won't be around to see. Maybe I will. I'll come back and be pouring in one of your families. And who knows, you may be sitting here, and I'll be sitting there saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So this way, Krishna consciousness will go on increasing. That is the desire and the order to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and nothing can impede that. So we should never be disturbed. There's no material impediment to spiritual advancement or spiritual progress, as long as one sincerely follows the orders of the acharya, previous acharyas. Nothing can impede it. Matter cannot impede spirit. Matter has nothing to do with spirit. So we should always remember that. So in all our reverses, in our daily exhibitions, because it seems, because we think we're matter, and material is, in the material world, to sort of Prabhupada said, it's not an easy thing to start a spiritual movement in the material world. In other words, it's the matter is anti-spirit, so in every atom is against us. We shouldn't become overwhelmed by matter. We shouldn't overwhelmed by material consciousness, because we're not actually material living entities. We're spiritual living entities. And these activities, according to Guru and Gauranga, they're spiritual activities also. We may not perceive it, but if we follow, this is the actual truth. What's happening now is not a material thing, it's a spiritual thing, although we don't perceive it as, maybe not perceive it directly as spiritual. That will come with self-realization. But we should know, as long as we take shelter in the instructions of the previous acharyas, then we'll always be safe, no matter what. But it'll obviously be difficult. Material body will get old, sick, die. That is natural, and there were so many impediments. That is the nature of this, very nature of existence, the hard struggle for existence. So that's all superficial. We're only here for 25 minutes, flapping around. So just focus on the real, on reality, on the truth, of the real purpose of the living entity. It engages consciousness in the, engage anything, whatever we think we are. Engage that in the service of the Supreme Absolute Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the instructions of these pure devotees, and then our life will be successful, even if we're not as happy as we want to be in life, even if we don't get what we want in life, even if things don't go like we want them to go. That's life. But we should know for certain at the end of this life, if we sincerely stick to those principles, we'll go back to Godhead. We won't have anything more to do with this material thing, material problem. There's no solution to material problems. Try to understand that. Material life is a problem. There's no solution. You remove yourself from the problem. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness, how to remove yourself from the material problem. Go back to Godhead. Prabhupada has given a very easy, nice process. One lifetime, one time shot, gave along, finish. So whatever happens in this lifetime, it's all superficial. It's only for a little while. You'll soon be like me, waiting to go. I mean, a few years, your time goes quickly. That's it. You just tolerate these reverses, etc., what goes on in material life. You go through life, you have to work, you have to raise your families, and all those things. It's all superficial, more or less. Unless you connect it with Krishna, then it has some meaning. Otherwise, it's not very long. So don't become overwhelmed by this side of it. Try to understand the real essence, the real purpose of life is to accept the instructions of Guru Granga, and then you're perfectly situated no matter how you feel. Whether you're happy or in distress, you're perfectly situated. So don't be too impatient for the higher goals of self-realization, bhava, prema. Don't don't worry too much about that. You may not get it in this lifetime, but in your next lifetime, you'll get all that. You'll be back with Krishna. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki
jai.
Punyatri ki
jai.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Shamin Ikinamani Namasti Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishisha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for inviting me here to be amongst you all. Right. Bhavananda Prabhu, he was here in Jalpati a few days ago. He came to Mayapur. And he was telling me, he said, how wonderful it is there in that temple of Jalpati with all the devotees. He said, it's such a nice feeling. He said, I wish Mayapur could be like that, devotees in Mayapur. He said, they're so unjudgmental. You can just feel it there. And he said, they're so polite. And those men, he said, they're so trained. They are so trained. And the women, they're... And we, everybody's experiencing this, that you are very, 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 very nicely trained and behaved. You are an example for the whole world. And it's not just my opinion, but this is the opinion of hundreds and hundreds of devotees. When they come here and they meet you and they see how nice you have taken to Krishna consciousness, how well trained you are, they're very, very, very much impressed. This is the example, actually, of Krishna consciousness, devotees behaving throughout the whole world. And training means master. So we can understand that His Holiness Radha Namaraj has actually trained you so nicely, so nicely. It is all to His credit that you have taken so to Krishna consciousness so nicely. And His Holiness Radha Namaraj, he has been able to do it to make you very Krishna conscious and trained, because Radha Namaraj is doing Krishna consciousness how He wants to do it. He's just Himself. He knows what's good for His Krishna consciousness. And He's just living Himself. And He's expressing Himself how He wants to be Krishna consciousness. And you're just picking up and reflecting on that. And we see the wonderful result. By His association, it is said when you associate with crystals, it picks up, reflects the different colors, etc., like that. So simply by your association with Maharaj, we can see all these wonderful qualities that He has, you have picked up, and they're all reflected in you. So we're so happy again to be here with you all, and we hope that you will remain as dedicated and faithful for the next generation, and you will be the leaders in Krishna consciousness in the next generation. People will want to learn from you, as they are learning now. Srila Prabhupada said, Mayapur should be a place of learning. All branches of Krishna consciousness, all aspects of Krishna consciousness. He wanted people to come there and be trained in all aspects of Krishna consciousness. So in this aspect of personality, being personally well trained and showing good manners and cultured and respectable personalities, that you are showing the world, that you are leading the world in this aspect. So I'm so grateful to be here with you all again, and I'm especially thankful to Maharaj for allowing me to being in His association. I take privilege or take the advantage of him giving me the privilege to associate with him. It's another aspect of his gorgeous mercy. So thank you very much, Maharaj. I'd like to say Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari 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 Bol. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Varanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Miravishesha Sunyavadi Paschachadis Turne Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
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 Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama,
Hare Hare. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak. I've been thinking because I had some feeling that we would be asked to. So I've been thinking about how to share my realizations with you. So I'll tell you a little story, because in America, you know, we have so many different kinds of stores and you can get almost anything you can imagine. They have stores that have thousands of different kinds of calendars. So when it comes time to get your calendar, you can go there and choose from so many varieties, more than you can even imagine. You know, every type of cat or dog or beautiful place in the world or cars or instruments, motion pictures, just anything you can imagine, anything. Just like in the material world, you can have so many varieties of sense gratification. So there's so many calendars. There's one that's, the title of it is 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. So it's filled with all the interesting and unusual places in the world. So I was thinking that if we were to compile such a list of places for our movement or for the spirituality, that the Puniyatra and Chaupati temple would be in the top maybe 8 places in all the world. I first heard about this yatra after Gauranga Kishore came to India for the first time, and he was speaking the glories of this festival. And so ever since that time, it's been a very cherished desire for me to come and experience this festival. So I feel so blessed that I'm able to be here with you this time. And thank you very, very much for your hospitality. It's such an amazing, amazing, wonderful festival. And I feel very honored and so thankful because you've made me feel so welcome. So thank you very, very, very much. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you read and over again, it's stressed and emphasized the importance of associating with the Vaishnavas. It is said that wealth and learning and birth in a high family, these things cannot compare to the priceless jewel of having the association of the Vaishnavas. Because by having that association, you will gain the rare jewel of devotional service. So I feel, again, just so blessed to have the association of all of you. Thank you very much. We can never forget what a valuable thing association of devotees is. It's so rare and so precious. And just to experience this nice festival in your association, it is just the fulfillment of a dream for me, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you again, again and again and again. And I wanted to ask the blessings from all of you, because after once leaving here, after the Tirupati Yatra, Gauranga Kishore and I will be going to Jagannath Puri and Mayapur. And these are such special places, and I've never been there before. So I'm hoping that you will bless me, that I will get some very deep realization of the amazing qualities of these holy dhams. So please, if you could all give me your blessings, I would be most appreciative. And I'd really like to thank our hosts, especially Krishna Chandrapuru and Radha Priya Mataji and Radhanath Swami. I could never thank him enough for his wonderful association and all that he shares with us about his deep realizations in Krishna consciousness. He's teaching us and our whole society how to access the deep feelings in our heart which come from executing the practice of Krishna consciousness. Before Srila Prabhupada gave us these teachings, we would never have been able to touch even a drop of these things. So due to his deep realization and his compassion, we're now able to understand so deeply the glories of the process of devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. So I want to thank him over and over again from the core of my heart for allowing me to be here and taste this incredible nectar. Thank you very, very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, to Radhanath Maharaj, and all the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much.
Namam Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When I heard that I might have to speak in front of all these people, I got real nervous. This is my first time to India. And, of course, my first time to Pune Yatra. And I thank Radhanath Maharaj for inviting me. So part of me was a little embarrassed to be sitting here, and part of me a little nervous. But then another part of me really felt just so blessed. This is an ocean of beautiful, smiling, loving faces. And when I came here yesterday and we were dancing, I didn't know anybody, but I really felt like I knew people because of the way everyone just received me and how we were dancing together, and it's like we were old friends. And this has a lot to do with the culture that Radhanath Maharaj is establishing in Chaupati and amongst his disciples. And I've been in Krishna consciousness over 30 years, and I've seen a lot of different varieties of Krishna consciousness, or takes on it, and what is Krishna consciousness and what isn't Krishna consciousness. But Maharaj has really captured an essence which, of course, we all relate to. It's the culture of developing a community, a loving community. Where we appreciate one another and where everyone is appreciated for whatever part they're contributing. And this is really so important because association is the most important thing. We can't really be Krishna. It's hard to be Krishna conscious just by yourself. And the scriptures tell us association is so important. But it's not just any kind of association. It's not just hanging out together, but really nurturing and nourishing one another in spiritual life. And I see that example in Chaupati. There's a level of integrity, and everything is kept clean. Relationships are so important in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not just a philosophical study. Krishna consciousness is real. Krishna is alive and real. And when Maharaj speaks, he brings to life the pastimes, and he brings Krishna consciousness alive for all of us. And he's providing like a foundation for Krishna consciousness to grow deeply and really wide, like a garden. Like he's planting so many seeds and providing such a fertile soil for us to grow in Krishna consciousness. And we just want to make sure that we take our responsibility and not just take all that he's provided for granted, but that we take our responsibility in making sure that we continue to pick the weeds out of the garden. So that may actually really flourish in the way that it's possible. And I feel very blessed to be here with all of you, and I don't know very many of you, but I would be really grateful if anyone would come up to me and talk to me, because I want to get to know you and really develop relationships and have your association. That would really make me really happy. So I'm also very grateful to Maharaj for inviting me here. And when he was so generously speaking about all the glories of all the devotees, it just really makes you appreciate how wonderful Krishna is. Here were 3,000 devotees, which is a lot. But there's so many more devotees and doing so many wonderful things all over the world. And through appreciating devotees and other devotees' devotion, then the devotion in our own heart can also grow. So I just wanted to thank Maharaj one more time. Thank you very much. And please come and introduce yourself to me. I would really love to get to know you. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharya Srutaini Vancha kalpaturvyascha kipa sindruvyayivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadara Sivasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, the devotees who are here in India, they know me, and they will not be probably hearing anything new from what I'm saying, but maybe some of the words that I'm saying will be interesting to the devotees that are coming from as guests here from overseas. Like Rasalila and Sukhava and Devi were... my dear God sisters were speaking, you know, how they feel so fortunate to be here. Just imagine how kind Radhanath Maharaj is to allow me to stay here and experience this wonderful association of Vaishnavas every day. And I never get bored of it. Each time I'm coming for a festival or for, it is like a new experience in Krishna consciousness. As soon as I stepped into the boundary walls here, I was so thrilled to see so many wonderful Vaishnavas together. And I'm always feeling so grateful to Radhanath Maharaj to be the catalyst in bringing so many Vaishnavas together and be allowed to have this experience of love amongst each other and to be able to carry that on in future to other people in the world, because the world is in so much need of this. And just like Srila Prabhupada has always, from the beginning, always asked us to keep this in mind, that we not only are complacent with our own Krishna consciousness, but that we pass it on to others. So Radhanath Maharaj is very much picked up on this mood and is always trying to inspire the devotees throughout the world to bear this in mind, that there's an emergency of having to spread Krishna consciousness to others, because in Kali Yuga everything is degrading so fast. So being here in this wonderful association is an opportunity to become enriched ourselves, and then with a happy heart go out to bring this to others. And when we are happy, that is the most contagious thing. Other people see, even I notice sometimes in the Bombay trains, when people watch us interrelating with each other, chanting Hare Krishna, being jolly and happy, they're very surprised. They all stop talking and they just watch the devotees. And all of a sudden the train ride, you know, they forget their anxieties. Usually sometimes, especially in ladies' compartments, they start a little, you know, get impatient with each other. But then the devotees come in, they chant Hare Krishna, and they talk about some festivals or, you know, what they experienced, and people all stop talking and to just listen what the devotees have to say. So I wanted to mention that how I'm living in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I was previously living in Vrindavan Dham, and then by Giriraj Maharaj's mercy, it was arranged for me to live in Gopinath Mandir for half a year to pick up some physiotherapy, training in Bhakti, in Mumbai Hospital. And Gopinath Mandir is very close to Mumbai Hospital. That was for some reason, to help one of his disciples who was injured. So, but then that service never took place afterwards for some reasons. But I could see that it was purely Krishna's arrangement, Srila Prabhupada's arrangement, that I got to know Radhanath Maharaj and the devotees here. Then later on they invited me, when Bhaktivedanta Hospital opened, to come there and help. And I was, even though leaving the Dham is very difficult, because once you leave in the Dham, you feel like you become very attached. But then I considered that association is so much important, and I knew I had a long way to go to become Krishna conscious, so good association is absolutely necessary. So I could see that with being in the midst of the association with Radhanath Maharaj and the disciples, that I would have benefit very much from that also. And it is such a joy in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, although, you know, hospital naturally is like a little bit of a sad place, but at the same time, the devotees are so wonderful there that it becomes actually a wonderful place, a happy place, a temple. Many people come there and they say, this is just like a temple. They're just amazed. And There are so many preaching programs going on. At least 11, 12 preaching, regular preaching programs are going on to the consultants themselves. There's some doctors, of course, that are all devotees. Then some doctors are becoming devotees. And that is there's a wonderful preaching program for them and their families. And some brahmachari, Gauranga Prabhu and some other brahmacharis sometimes come to conduct that Sanjeevani program. Then there's a weekly program for the staff to come to together and to have a whole morning program with Japmala and class and everything. And then we have for young doctors, becoming doctors, a program with some spiritual topics and some material topics, some medical topics also. And then there's Primanjali for the patients who have been previously in the hospital who became inspired by this spiritual care program of young devotees going to them and helping them, and even in their difficulties while they were sick, and then as they become better, they want to keep that association with the devotees, and they come for this festival, Primanjali, and with nice kirtans and lecture and prasadam and association of the devotees. And then there's other programs for pregnant women, and they have some also some medical topics, and then some spiritual topics on motherhood, Krishna conscious, don't call it Krishna conscious, spiritual motherhood or something like that, and related topics like that. And many other programs we have that are preaching programs. In the beginning, when Bhaktivedanta Hospital was open, sometimes that appeared to be like, why are we opening a hospital? Is that something that Prabhupada wanted or not? But actually, of course, we know in Gauranga Lila there's Murari Gupta that was also a doctor, physician, and Prabhupada says in the purport that he was able to cure the patients medically, materially, and also spiritually. And I'm seeing also in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital that this is taking place, that people are being cured materially from their diseases, and they're also they're given a beginning in spiritual life and becoming enlivened in Krishna consciousness. And even the non-Hindu population that are coming there, even Muslims, sometimes Sikhs, and Christians like that, they're all positively affected just by the love and care that they're given. And now we have a nursing school also, which is called Rosalind Tatum School of Nursing. And I don't know if you know, Rosalind Tatum was Giriraj Maharaj's mother. And when she passed away, after she passed away, the money that Giriraj Maharaj inherited from her was used to open up this nursing school. He donated for this, and then her name was given for that. She was also a very charitable person. And so these nurses are trained now in spiritual care as well. And even though they may not in future stay in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, but this will create a whole new era of young nurses that are administering care for the body, care for the mind, this, emotional care is also taken, and spiritual care is taken. This is a totally new idea in the medical field. And all this is... all these services in Bhaktivedanta Hospital are carried out by wonderful disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, who are personally trained by him, who are, you know, the older disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, who have much love and affection for Radhanath Maharaj, and they're working so hard. Vishwarup, who I'm working under, Vishwarup Prabhu, he is such a wonderful Vaishnava, always smiling. He's like a Brijvasi, like Radhanath Maharaj, following directly in his footsteps. And he is so wonderfully heading up all the devotees in the spiritual care department and putting on so many programs and caring for the patients, for the nurses, for everyone. And now also he is organizing the eye camp and so many other wonderful services. Then there's, of course, Dr. Dalal, who is a wonderful physician and wonderful devotee, who is with his wife, always putting on this wonderful drama festivals. And everyone that comes is so inspired. And I heard also tomorrow there will be a surprise of a nice drama, which is the scripts are written by them themselves, and they and they're always choosing very nice devotees, including the little children. They are just amazing, little Nandulals, and I mean that are very carefree, and not. I'm surprised they're not stage fright. They're just very carefree, showing Krishna's jolly, joking nature and enjoying nature. And just imagine these little Nandalals when they become big, how wonderful they can spread Krishna consciousness. And of course they have wonderful mothers. So Dr. Dalal is putting on this drama and putting on drama festivals, and then Giriraj Prabhu, who is our wonderful orthopedic doctor, and they're all, of course, counselors of so many Vaishnavas, and maintaining the Krishna consciousness of these counselors. And he also organizes every year the Christmas marathon, the Gita Jayanti marathon, and does so many other services. He has his own family that are wonderful devotees. Then, of course, there's Krishna Prem, who is a wonderful surgeon. And who did I leave out? Madhvanan Prabhu, our dear Madhvanan Prabhu, who is such a saint, so such a wonderful devotee. And he is very quietly managing this whole big hospital, and managing this hospital is not easy. I will say to the Giriraj Mandir devotees, you know, managing this hospital, they sometimes may think, you know, why they're not so often coming to the temple. They do come to the temple, especially Madhvanand Prabhu. The Giriraj Mandir is right across from the street. And I always tell them, this to manage this hospital is like managing 5 temples. There's so much activity, spiritual activity going on. It's a mandir in itself. And they keep wonderful relationships with the Giriraj Mandir Bhaktas. And so the Mirror Road has become like a very nice Gyuhastha community of Vaishnavas. And we also have a program on Mondays for all of these Vaishnavas in the Bhaktivedanta auditorium. Now, I know how busy and how much preaching goes on in Bhaktivedanta hospital, because everything happens in the auditorium and I'm living on the same floor. There's every night a program, every night. There's hardly ever a night when there's not a program. And then, of course, there's Food for Life also going on there now, which is a whole new big project that has come up. Anyway, I'm speaking a lot, but you know, living here, you can't help it to glorify all these wonderful devotees and the projects that they're so busy with and so enthusiastic about. And all I can say that the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, with Prabhupada having introduced Krishna consciousness with so many projects, I was in Los Angeles, and we had so many projects, you know, and we were always busy like this. But now, at the end of my life also, I'm in the same situation with Radhanath Maharaj heading everything up. And I'm experiencing the same ecstasy as I did when Prabhupada was here. So I'm so grateful to Radhanath Maharaj for all this. And then I was only speaking about a fraction of what I'm experiencing. Then all these yatras and the wonderful lectures that we're always hearing from Radhanath Maharaj. And even today I was thinking that Maharaj is really like an emperor of spiritual emotions. And he's stirring up all these emotions, spiritual emotions in us. And I'm feeling, you know, my heart is really vacant when I'm hearing his classes, how what he has experienced. I can't even experience a fraction of the wonderful spiritual emotions he has. But fortunately, I'm able to be here in the audience to let him infuse my heart with all these wonderful emotions, so that maybe in future lives I will be able to experience it myself and act on it. I'm very grateful to Radhanath Maharaj for allowing me to be in his association always, and in association of his wonderful devotees. And I want to thank all of his disciples as well for tolerating me. And I have never imagined that I could have so many wonderful daughters and sons in my life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I have to ask your forgiveness because I neglected to express my appreciation for all the amazing things that I have seen, the new changes at Radha Gopinath Mandir since I first came 5 years ago, beginning with Govindas, which you see when you first drive up. It was very enlivening to see that. And the beautiful marble courtyard in the front and all the wonderful changes in the deity room, the gorgeous ceiling, the beautiful floor in the deity room. The dioramas up on the top floor. I mean, I'm only here for a few days. I'm getting just a little small understanding of the things that go on. I think it would take many weeks to really fully know all the projects and programs that people are doing. It's just incredibly enlivening to see all of that. And I feel like your community embodies that spirit of cooperation that Prabhupada so much loved to see among the devotees. And I would like to pray that you continue to be blessed with the enthusiasm and the cooperation and the energy to go on developing this project to your heart's content. It is just such a jewel in our society. Thank you so much.
You are a jewel in our society. Thank you so much.